is the full-time whistle. It's all over, and the preliminary quarterfinals have come to an end, and the last name to go under the hat for the quarterfinal draw is Guidoor, coming through against Oisin Gallen and Sean McCools. One in by double score, 16-8 was the final score, an 8-point victory. Ronan McNeillis, the manager for Guidoor, told us last week that the championship for real starts next weekend, and it seems to be that Guidoor have up the ante in the knockout stage, and they've won comfortably here by 8 points this afternoon. And on that point, it seems to be the championship has started properly for Guidoor today.
Yeah, certainly they've set out a statement today. They were really good, so they were Oisin from the very first minute. They brought that level of bite and level of championship fervour that you look to get from your team, and they set their stall out from the very first minute. So they were really good defensively. They forced an awful lot of turnovers. At times it was like men against boys, Oisin out there today, so it was. They just had too much physicality, too much energy, too much focus for McCools today. And you know, they were deserving winners by double scores, 18-6. It doesn't in any means not do them justice. They deserve to win by that margin of victory, so they did. And dominant in most areas of the field, particularly good performance I felt from Donald McGillibrige, Darrow O'Boyle, Niall Freel, back centre back, pulling the strings and making sure that everything is going right back there. Michael Rorty working really hard in the middle of the field, and in their forward division then it was more a workman-like performance, so it was, you know, no forward really stood out. It was all a team effort, so it was. So, you know, Rona McNeillis would be really happy with that. See, Adam McGeever there too, covered an awful lot of ground. They're in good shape. You can see they've a lot of work done. As I say, there will be bigger tests ahead for this Guidoor team, Oisin. They can take a lot from this game, though, going into a quarter-final, and they won't fear anyone going into a quarter-final. For McCools, disappointing performance. They never really got going. They struggled to come to the tempo of the game for the very first minute against a more physical, more robust Guidoor team. They'll have better days ahead. There were a couple of good performances. Connor McGinty covered a lot of ground, so he didn't try to get the flow of the game going for McCools. And you know, that a lot of workmen like performances across the field. You see Sean Martin coming off there, just didn't happen for them today, beaten by a better team. Sometimes that happens. They'll learn from it. They're a young side, but Guidoor go into the quarter final draw, and deservedly so. Very good performance from them today.
Yeah, very good performance by them today. It's seven different scores on the eight different scores, excuse me. Ethan Harkin had 4 points today, four of which were frees. Eamon Collins stepped up with two. Darrell Boyle had 3 points, while Owen DeBurka, Donal McGillivray, Stephen McFadden, Cahill Gillespie and Fanny Coyle also chipped in with scores as well. So the beaten finalists from last year are now in to the quarterfinals of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship. They join St Eunan's, Four Masters, Dunloe, Kilcar, defending champions Neve Connell, St Michael's and Glenswilly in the hat for the last eight.